pleasing fortune to introduce you to two very exalted Vaishnava personalities. My very dear friend and god brother, Shripad Paramadvaiti Swami Maharaj. Shri Tirtha Maharaj. Paramadvaiti Maharaj is a beautiful ashram here in Vrindavan called Vrinda Kunja, and in just a few minutes we'll be going there to have wonderful kirtan, and also he will share some words with us there. Shukrari Maharaj is also there.
He's supposed to come.
We are now in the sacred abode of Vamsivat. According to Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, we read of how on the full moon night of the Sarat season, Lord Shamsundar came to this place and he played the fifth note of his flute. And the sound vibration, like ambrosial nectar, filled the entire atmosphere. And when it entered into the ears of the Braja Gopis and penetrated their loving hearts, they became so charmed that they exhibited what we consider in the Gaudiya Sampradaya to be the perfection and the essence of renunciation. For the pleasure of Krishna, they left their homes, all of their security. Some of them were milking cows and they left the pots under the cow and immediately ran to this Vamsivat tree to meet Krishna. Some were feeding their baby children. And you know the attachment between a mother and a child. But the gopis left their children behind for the pleasure of Krishna. In the dead of night, in the dangerous forest, they were fearless because they had complete faith that if they pleased Krishna, their lives were perfect. Their good names and their chastity, they were willing to risk that. Even the risk of never being allowed to return home again. The gopis' only ambition was to lay themselves at the feet of Krishna and put themselves at his disposal according to his desire for his pleasure. So all of the fortunate gopis came to this holy place of Vamsivat, and here the Raslila began. The most perfect and pure of all manifestations of God's pastimes is the Raslila. And it is so elevated in nature that great souls like Shukadev Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who have given up everything of this world and placed their hearts in the service of Krishna exclusively, only they can truly understand the divine significance of Rasa-lila. So, under this Vamsivat tree, many great acharyas have sat and offer their prayers and bhajan to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. So today we have such a wonderful fortune to be here. This place certainly is beyond the farthest reaches of our realizations. But if we offer our humble prayers to Guru and the Vaishnavas, petitioning them to carry those prayers through the disciple of succession to Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, then the Lord will be pleased with us. And with His pleasure, His grace descends, and we can also enter into the mood of this pure renunciation of the gopis. So let us take a moment to pray at the lotus feet of those great Vaishnavas who are the servants of the gopis of Vrindavan, that we could also exclusively dedicate our body, our mind, our words, and our very life, at all risks, at all costs, for the pleasure of Shri Radha and Krishna.